Well, good morning. My name is Liz, and I am one of the pastors here on staff, and it's a great morning to be together today to worship God. We are now in week three of our series, Who's the Boss? And the subtitle is, How Do You Say No to the Emotions That Compete for Control? We're talking about in this whole series about how to monitor our hearts, because we learned the first week that when Jesus says that whatever is in our hearts actually is what defiles us and will spill out to all of those around us. And we're trying to learn about how to not let the emotions inside of us become the boss of us. We need to be able to feel those emotions. Feeling those emotions is good, but at the same time, we have to allow those emotions not to have control over us and control over our lives. Last week, we talked about the feeling of guilt that we carry when we know we have done something wrong, and how we can celebrate that we're no longer condemned, we are forgiven and set free by God. And this week, we're talking about fear, that even when our fear distorts our reality, Jesus is alongside of us no matter what. Fear is one of those great equalizers. No matter who you are, no matter what age you are, no matter how brave you are or you think you are, we will all experience fear. And it's what you do with that fear, what you do when you experience that fear, that makes the difference. Will you let fear be the boss of you, or will you respond with faith? When I was a child, there was one thing that could help me conquer all of my fears. One thing that helped me believe that everything was going to be okay. One thing that was safely tucked underneath my arm at night when I went to bed. One thing was my stuffed dog that I brilliantly named Puppy. Okay? So my sister had a stuffed baby that she called Baby. My cousin had a stuffed rabbit he called Bunny. So I have a stuffed dog who I called Puppy. Yes, we're very brilliant people in my family. Now, raise your hand if you have something like this that you carry around, or you have a child that has something that they carry around all the time that helps them, protects them from fear, right? So I'm not the only one. Thank you. See, this is good. Good stuff. So Puppy could do no wrong. Puppy could scare the monster that I was convinced was underneath my bed. Puppy could make that shot at the doctors not hurt as much. Puppy could dry my tears when I woke up from a bad dream. Puppy helped me cope with my fear. And one day when I was 11 or 12, and still had Puppy with me at night, I wasn't carrying him around everywhere, but had Puppy with me at night, and we were driving to my grandparents' house in the car, my dad thought it was a great time to have this conversation. He said to me, Elizabeth, I think it's time we retire Puppy. And instead of responding like the mature 11 or 12-year-old I was becoming, I completely lost it. I was crying and screaming and shaking my head, saying, no, 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 and clutching Puppy so tightly. My dad, to his credit, was just trying to help the poor stuffed dog, because look at him, right? He has less fur, you know, more spots than fur. But I was so afraid. That day, fear became my boss, because I couldn't imagine my life without having Puppy to help me fall asleep at night, without having Puppy to be there when I needed him in terms of when I was scared of what happened at school that day or whatever. I couldn't imagine not having this stuffed dog in my life. Now, it's not just when we're a child and we're confronted with giving up our precious toy when fear becomes our boss. Adults, we adults, allow our fear to become the boss of us too. When we are afraid of letting people down, especially those we care about, or when we're afraid of that illness or someone else's illness. We're afraid of losing our jobs, our home, our stability, our fear of so many things. And when we fear that one thing, or when that one thing happens, we can so easily mistake our fear-driven reality for true reality. We can so easily become that 11 or 12-year-old crying over the stuffed animal. Our fear can and does become the boss of us. But don't worry, we're not alone, right? We're not alone in this, because the disciples in our text today allowed their fear to overwhelm them so much that they forgot who was right there with them in the boat. Mark writes, "A great windstorm arose, and waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already being swamped." Now, to give the disciples credit, we have to remember that the boats back then were completely open and had not always been the sturdiest of boats. They're getting wet, the wind is howling, and they don't know what to do. So where is Jesus in the midst of all of this? And Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. Jesus was asleep. I have no idea how Jesus could sleep with rain pouring on his head, but he slept. Through all of the chaos, Jesus was asleep. And so I can imagine the disciples panicking because they don't know how to trust the boat that they're in. They don't know what's gonna happen. They don't know, they can't even see the shoreline. And they're afraid. Afraid that that boat is going to sink. Afraid that they won't make it to shore. Afraid for their lives. And they go and they wake Jesus up and they say, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Jesus, do you not care that we're going to die? Do you not care that the boat is going to sink? Do you not care that we're scared out of our minds? And Jesus arises and says three words that change everything. "Peace, be still." And then everything goes calm. Everything stops. Everything is back to like it was on a nice summer's day. And Jesus says to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" In the midst of the disciples' fear, they forgot the most important thing. Jesus was right there with them. When the clouds began to turn black, Jesus was there. When the rain started to fall, Jesus was there. When the wind started to pick up and the waves crashed against the boat, Jesus was there. And even when the boat began to sink, Jesus was there. Jesus, their teacher, their friend, their leader, never left them, never abandoned them, never deserted them. Jesus was there with them in the boat the entire time. Jesus, the one who commanded the wind and the sea. Jesus, the one who heals the sick. Jesus, the one who feeds the thousands with little bit of food. Jesus, the one who went to the cross for you and for me. Jesus never left them. Never abandoned them. Jesus never deserted them. This was their reality, and this is the reality for you and for me. Jesus is always with you no matter what your boss says. Jesus is always with you no matter what the test results are. Jesus is always with you no matter what you face. You never, never have to face it alone. This is your reality. This is your truth. No matter what your fear tells you, remember that this is your reality and tell fear that you are not the boss of me. And when we experience those times of fear, I would encourage you to pray this one simple verse to remind you that God is always with you and that fear is never the boss of you. It's from Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. This one simple verse, this one simple prayer, you can pray anytime. When the voice of fear is the strongest, be still and know that I am God. When you don't know where to turn, be still and know that I am God. When there's a part of you that wants to turn into the 12-year-old who is going to miss their stuffed animal, be still and know that I am God. And when fear strives to become the boss of you, be still and know that I am God. Let's pray. Good and gracious God, we know that in times of fear, we can so easily allow our fear to distort our reality and forget that you are always, always with us. Help us to calm our fears and to not let that fear become the boss of us. And help us to know and trust and believe that you are with us and to know that you are God. Amen.